This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery.
Hello, and welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for April 9th, 2010. I'm Curtis Piver, and I will be reading synopses of a clinical article and a laboratory investigation which were published online today by the Journal of Neurosurgery. This clinical article is titled Co-Registered Fluorescence-Enhanced Tumor Resection of Malignant Glioma: Relationships Between Delta-Aminolevulinic Acid-Induced Protoporphyrin IX Fluorescence, Magnetic Resonance Imaging Enhancement, and Neuropathological Parameters. It was written by David Roberts and colleagues. The aim of this study was to investigate the relationships between intraoperative fluorescence, features on MR imaging studies, and neuropathological parameters. The authors studied 11 cases of newly diagnosed glioblastoma multiforme treated using protoporphyrin IX or PP9 fluorescence-guided resection. Patients were administered delta-aminolevulinic acid to enhance endogenous synthesis of the fluorophore PP9. They then underwent fluorescence-guided resection, which was co-registered with conventional neuronavigational image guidance. Biopsy specimens, each spatially correlated with MR imaging, were collected at different times during surgery. For each co-registered biopsy specimen, determinations were made for level of fluorescence, MR imaging characteristics, histopathological aggressiveness, degree of microscopic infiltration, and necrosis. Analysis of these data demonstrated a significant relationship between contrast enhancement on preoperative MR images and observable intraoperative PP9 fluorescence. The finding that preoperative MR imaging signatures are predictive of intraoperative PP9 fluorescence is of practical importance for identifying candidates for the procedure. Furthermore, this study provides evidence that a strong relationship exists between tumor aggressiveness and the degree of tissue fluorescence that is observable intraoperatively, and that observable fluorescence has an excellent positive predictive value but a low negative predictive value for tumor tissue. This laboratory investigation is titled Median Nerve Branches to the Pronator Teres: Cadaveric Study with Potential Use in Neurotization Procedures to the Radial Nerve at the Elbow. It was written by R. Shane Tubbs and co-authors. Because upper limb dysfunction due to nerve injury is so significant, exploring novel methods of neurotization is worthwhile. To the author's knowledge, one neurotization method that has not been explored is median nerve branches to the pronator teres to radial nerve coaptation at the cubital fossa. Thus, the authors dissected adult cadavers to define this anatomy and to verify if such neurotization techniques would be possible. All specimens were found to have 1 to 2 median nerve branches to the pronator teres that could be brought to the radial nerve tension-free. Neural connections remain tension-free with full range of motion of the elbow. The mean length of these branches to the pronator teres was 3.6 centimeters, range 2.7 to 5.5 centimeters. The overall mean diameter of these nerves was 1.8 millimeters. Based on the results of the author's cadaveric study, this technique might be considered by the surgeon as a useful adaptation of the human anatomy.
Thank you for listening. Sign up in iTunes to get all our weekly podcasts delivered straight to you. To read all JNS articles published this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.